It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, and I'm joined on the phone right now by Jeremy Plant from the Blue Ridge Band. Jeremy, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great, man. Life is good. How about you?
Yeah, doing well, Jeremy. I want to ask you about the brand new song, Stars of This Song. It's a great tune, fantastic song. Been listening to this one. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of how this one came to be written?
Yeah, first, thank you, man. And Stars of This Song, well, the first that we ever wrote with the band, the meaning of that was basically to tell everybody to don't forget about yourself, you know? So don't forget about you're the superstar of your own song. Be the main character of your own song. That's what I wanted to say in that song. And I used one of my past relationships that my parents, my family, and my friends, they didn't really accept, you know, the girl that I was dating at that time. Mm-hmm. But I say, hey, you know what? I don't care really about what people have to say about that. I'm happy with that, and I wanted to take time for myself. So yeah, I write a song about that, and it turns out to be a really great song.
It is. It's a great tune. I've been listening to it. It's a really good song. Again, joined right now by Jeremy Plant from the Blue Ridge Band, and I do want to ask you. The title of the band, Blue Ridge Band, what's kind of the story behind that? Where's the kind of the name of the band kind of come from?
One of my favorite country song ever was Country Road, Take Me Home Country Road.
Yeah.
And in the song, they talk about the Blue Ridge Mountain. And we were looking for, the band already existed, and we were looking for a name.
Oh,
and it was the song that we finished every show with that, with Take Me Home Country Road. And I heard the Blue Ridge Mountain. I was like, yeah, Blue Ridge Band sounds great. So we took that, and we take that, and we stay with that. Yeah.
I love it. It's really cool to hear how that comes to be. Jeremy, what's kind of on the way for you in the next little bit? Obviously, continuing to promote this brand new song. What's the rest of this year looking like? Maybe into early 2023? Are you got some shows lined up? Maybe kind of working on even continuing songwriting? What's kind of the next little bit looking like for you guys?
Yeah, we just ended up the 2022 tour, summer tour, and we just turned out our first EP just came out in the beginning of September, and so we still doing shows. We have one tomorrow called The Country Storm. It will be awesome. It's sold out already in Quebec City, so it's going well. And we had a pretty big winter past year and a pretty big summer, so I will take like a month off. But
absolutely.
So I'm leaving to New Zealand like in 2 weeks. So a month free. But then we're coming back and we're going back in studio for our first complete album, 10 song. We already wrote, we already have like 5 song ready for that. And there will be another album in March 2023 if everything goes well.
Perfect. And we're going to continue talking about your music, but let's just take a pause for a second to talk about New Zealand, because the reason I specifically want to talk about this, I'll be honest with you, New Zealand is my number one bucket list place that I want to visit at some point. So that's why I'm very intrigued. Have you been there before?
It was mine.
Why are you kind of, what kind of led to you wanting to go there?
Well, I have a new girlfriend right now. It was her destination. Like, she wanted to go there, absolutely. And we are big fans of The Lord of the Rings. We
same.
Are big
That's
fans
the reason
of
I
Viking.
Wanted to go, too. Same. Yeah.
There we go. That's already. And I needed to have, a time off. And the best way to do that, we rent a camper van there, and we will be, free. And we'll be in vacation. It will be awesome. Like, the hiking and all this stuff and the Hobbiton, it will be awesome. I know that. I will spend 1 month there, and it will be like freedom, absolutely. And honestly, Stars of This Song kind of talk about that too. I mean, I started like, hey, we could start with something new. Go if you want to go to the other side of the world and go to an adventure, just to, because it makes you happy. I know, like, I mean, that's what I did. So I needed that, and it will be awesome. I know that.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah, I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan, and a big fan of nature and outdoors, and it all has it right there in New Zealand. That is fantastic. It's going to be, I think it's a bit of a long flight, though, Jeremy, isn't it? How long? Is it like 15 hours? What's the flight difference time there?
I have one, like from, I took from Quebec City to Vancouver, so it's like 5 or 6 hours,
yeah.
And then I have 15 hours from Vancouver to New Zealand to Auckland. So, yeah, it's pretty weird because we travel in time going there. So, yeah, it's like on the other side of the planet, so, yeah, it's a big travel, yeah.
No, that's going to be awesome. That's going to be very, very cool. I getting back to your music, I do want to ask you kind of, before I let you go, what's it like? You've probably played Stars of the Song for you were just on tour, so I'm sure you played this brand new song a fair amount already, but what's it like playing a brand new song for the first time and kind of getting that energy, feeding off that the energy from the crowd? What's it like playing a brand new song for the first time to a live audience?
Well, you know, Matt, it's really special to just write a song because, especially with that project, with the Blue Ridge Band, every song is one of my own stories. And I'm pretty emotionally exposed when I write a song like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're live and you're playing a song and you're exposing your emotion like that to everyone, it's really scary, you know, because you never know how people will react.
For
and
sure.
Even before the song came out, we start playing it just to see how people react to that song. So it's really stressful and it's scary. But after the couple of times, like after we played it 2 or 3 times, and you see the smile on people's faces, and when they understand the message behind that, I mean, it's the best feeling that you ever feel. Like it's nothing compared to playing any cover, even if it's the best song ever.
Mm-hmm.
When you play one of your own songs, that's really special. Like nothing beat that.
I love it. That's very, very cool. Jeremy, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Love the sound of the new song. We're looking forward to the new music on the way and the new full-length album. Have a fantastic time in New Zealand, and I'm sure we'll chat down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks to you, Matt. Have a good day, man.